Thanks for listening to Ace on the House on Podcast One.
This is Jay Moore. I have a new sports podcast every day. More sports. Hashtag more sports. You don't even have to know anything about sports to love it. All you got to know is I get down. I tell it like it is. I curse. I know. That's weird. And I guarantee you will love it. Podcast One. Podcast One app. Please hit subscribe.
This is Corolla Digital.
Taking calls. Home improvement tips straight from the Ace Man's lips to those in need. They cover it all, A to Z, roof to basement and in between. Raise on the ladder and Ace got the hammer. Fixing your trouble with hilarious banter. So send your emails to the Postal and Punisher with his old buddy Ray. It's Ace on the House.
Get it on, gots to get it on. The lighting in here is really weird, and Eric, you are very attractive.
Get it on, god dang it.
How you doing, man?
So good. Ray just ran in from a hot traffic extravaganza.
You know, to make that off-ramp sometimes, yeah. By the way, thank you for listening, and put up that board so we can read it. I know that I'm late, but you guys are on the late freight, too. What's happening? Oh, there it is.
What? There it is.
That's how I do it. I deflect. Yeah. Did you guys see that?
See.
What do we got,
Eric? There you learn that in TheraApps.
Yeah, right.
Hey, visit aceontheroof.com and click the PayPal button to subscribe. Also, click through our Amazon link, Twitter at aceonthehouse, facebook.com/aceonthehouse. Follow Ray at Ray to Old Huffer, me at ericstromer.com, or Eric on the Twitter, Eric Stromer on the Twitter. Rate us 5 stars on iTunes. Leave a comment. We'd love hearing from you.
Right. Yeah.
Hey. I could be one of those auctioneer guys.
What, with the gavel and the cadence?
I'm getting fast with that whole thing, aren't I?
Very.
Yeah.
You're really good.
So tell me about what happened on the way here. What you wake up?
The off-ramp. Nah, yeah, I got a little bit of a late. Not late, you know. I think a 40-minute cushion should suffice.
Yeah.
I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
I know. Isn't it weird?
Well, I finally realized that I have to leave literally about 10 minutes after I go to bed at night to get here during the time.
And then you'll make it?
Then I'll make it.
Finish the tunnel?
Yeah.
How you been, man?
Well, it's overwhelming right now. The old family is doing a lot of crazy shit. One of them is that I got to build with my son Dusty and his two knucklehead friends for the 13-year-old 7th grade project, the Rube Goldberg. Do you know these things?
Yeah, we did one.
Okay, so... I
got a phone number of a guy, actually.
Yeah.
I'll give it to you. Yeah.
We got 2 more days to get this thing up and running. It's going pretty good. You know, I've done one with my other kid years ago, but it's a lot
you should have kept it.
I know, right? Jesus, it was rotting in the backyard, you know, with all like 5, 10 years ago. But it's a lot of farting around with duct tape and ramps and tubes. And for those of you who don't know, the Rube Goldberg is a device that you build to do a simple task, but use multiple steps.
Right, so the dominoes, the
swinging plunger,
air cannon,
whatever, all that stuff,
all the crack.
Band called like OK Go, I think, did a really cool one that they filmed years ago.
Okay, the dude who did that one is the dude who helped us with ours.
And where'd you do it?
On set.
Oh.
Yeah. Pre-tape on set.
For your
this show.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes, Adam Carolla and friends built stuff. And we faked like we did it. I mean, we did it.
I've been lied to. I saw that on the show. I thought it was real.
Oh, it was real.
It was, yeah.
That guy's really good. that guy and his family and his crew are really good and cool.
But it's a specialty skill set. It requires engineering, some handy man
stuff. A lot of one by.
A lot of ability to like have little tiny muscle control to set up these little things that all tip over and create
movement.
It's
pretty awesome.
It's pretty cool.
It is really cool.
So my kid's thing this time, we did one first with Wyatt when he was in 7th grade, was to ultimately strum a guitar chord.
Right.
That's what we did. And it worked. It was great. The one with Dusty is that you were making a smoothie.
Oh.
So all sorts
Dude,
of
that's a high
It's a
call.
High call.
And, you got a blender?
Blender that has to be like at the last step is that this, you know, cantilever swings down and has to precisely hit the blender button.
Right,
on,
right.
And then the powder's already in another separate track. Has been dumped into the blender.
And the thing kicks on. What, does the lid go on or is
the
lid
off? No, it just fucking shoots the stuff.
And there's your smoothie.
There you go. Drink up.
Go drink, yeah. F you. But Dusty, I hate you.
Yeah. It's a lot.
Oh, you got one more to go, though.
It's a lot, yeah. Well, no, we won't do it for Willow because she's in a different school. They don't do it.
Thank
the Lord, J-Dogs.
It's pretty because this guy had a bowling ball come down. Via another ramp or whatever, hit a trampoline.
Ooh, that's amazing.
Yeah, a little trampoline.
Yeah.
It's just awesome.
Yeah.
He was great.
And the rehearsal of getting it all just micro-placed is essential. Takes forever.
Yeah, it did.
It's like doing miniature modeling for animation almost, or cartooning,
yeah,
you know?
There you go.
Crazy.
That's for
so
Willow.
Anyway,
That's the one you're gonna have to do for Willow.
I'm in that world right now.
That's fun though.
Minutia. It's fun. It's fun.
Do the kids contribute?
Well, they do, and you know, I tried to let them sweat it out and like come up with the concept on their own by purposefully going, you know what, you guys, you better get your shit together. I'm out, and then I would leave and I'd peek around the corner and I'd watch them.
So you were doing like the tough football coach thing.
Trying to do it. They finally came around, came up with their own ideas, and now I help execute some of the stuff. But you know what? To their credit. They're doing it. They figured it out.
Not easy.
Great example, by the way, from the parenting standpoint of how you can either enable the kid so that they don't do shit and you do it all and it's like all the dads are the ones that end up doing the thing, or let them sweat it out a little bit and teach them how to get their own skill, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's painful to watch them flounder for a couple of days, right?
Hey, we had done one, Eric, prior, because, okay, we have to do a Rube Goldberg. Got it. Yeah, whatever. So the other guys I work with, they were working on it, you know, and they had it going pretty good. We even had this feature where, you know, on a couple of levers and such that water would drop. Faucet would go on, put the water would come down, hit a bucket, fill it up. You know, we needed to crack a pistachio.
Nice.
Because it was via pistachio.
Oh,
and which, you know, I could eat like 150 of them before one got open. But
it worked, right?
It did work. It worked. But that wasn't the effect they were going for. And then when you saw what this guy did, it was like, oh, okay. All right. We suck.
Yeah.
All right. But the guy did give us kudos. He goes, I like the water feature. I'm going to do that. I'm going to use this.
Right.
I go, hey, man, kick down. Where's your agent? That's a great
idea. See? See?
You know? And he said, hey, man, too bad.
Yeah.
I'm the king.
Yeah.
Yeah. He did good, though. It was fun.
Great.
Hey, you want to help people?
Well, I do. Yeah. Hell yeah. That's what I'm here for.
Let's do it.
Hey, we got Nate on line one, 30, okay. In Memphis, Tennessee. Let's check him out.
Nate, what's happening?
Hey, how's it going, Rain Strummer?
What's up, buddy?
Had a kitchen remodel about 6-7 months ago, and the threshold between the tile floor and the existing wood floor, the grout's starting to crack. And I'm wondering
the transition.
Well, there is a bit of a threshold or a step, half inch step up, a piece of wood. Going across that, it's not the original hardwood.
Is the wood cracking or what's cracking?
It's just, no, it's just the grout that's right on the edge between the
where the grout meets the wood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, go on. I was going to say, so the wood is an expansive and contracting device, right, in your life in the kitchen. So there's movement. So basically hard grout, cementous grout going up against that is always going to have cracking issues.
Yeah, you're going
to
crack.
So the fix is to channel out the existing grout a little bit, whatever's loose, and then try and find a product. I think we talked about this maybe a couple of shows ago. Crustums makes a color caulking that is sanded.
And unsanded.
And unsanded. Both. Either way. And then so you're going to masking tape off with blue tape the wood threshold, right, on a nice yep. straight line. And then you're going to throw in this caulking and smooth it out and then sponge it over with a very, very dry, slightly damp sponge across the joint, not with the line, but going 45 to it. And then go back over it once with your finger and smooth it out perfect, and then walk away, let it dry, peel the tape up, and watch.
And you're done.
No cracking ever again.
You're welcome. Nate, you can do this, by the way. I think I put him on hold.
I think we got him so overwhelmed that he had a stroke.
Hey, this whole board's flashing now. Is that a bad thing?
No, probably no, okay.
It means we got hot callers.
All right, and then,
hey, there's
and
Nikki.
Also with that, oh, man, I was going to add to the grout thing.
What?
Oh, yeah. Like Eric was saying, they do have little grout saws that are tungsten.
Yeah.
Where you can really dig it out. So get it out so it's got, you got some catch to it. Like make, what, quarter inch?
Yeah.
Try and get a quarter inch?
Yeah, if you can.
All right, yeah.
You're just trying to take off the edges of the existing grout so it doesn't poke out of the caulking.
And you never have the crack. You never have
You'll
that
never crack.
Crack
again. Crack be gone.
Where do you want to go?
Let's go to Nikki from Antelope Valley.
Nick.
Nikki.
Hey, Stromer.
What's up? What's up, dude?
I love this guy's voice. Keep talking. Oh, well, where'd he go?
Nick?
He disappeared. He MIA'd.
Okay.
We got Kate.
Oh, there he is. Hey, hi, Nick.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, I love the show, guys, man. You're doing a great job.
Thanks.
It's every weekend, man. I get to listen to it. Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'm re-tiling my pool, and I've already cut all the tile off and got it all off. But and that's no problem. But what I'm worried about is those steps, how to get those tiles out, because they're little guys. They're like little one-by-one tiles, and I want to try to match it to the new tile that I put up against the backsplash. And I was looking for some advice on how to do that properly without screwing myself up.
But you're not re-plastering the pool, right?
No. No, what I wanted to do, and that's another part of my question, was paint the pool.
Oh,
I've been looking
sure.
online at these epoxy pool paints, and if you guys have some good ideas about
what's
that.
What's wrong with the pool?
Well, what had happened is the old tile, original tile, had been pushing out because I have a bunch of like plants behind there. And so I've dug behind the pool so I could like put some masonry coating back there on the concrete. And retile it, and you know, I want to modernize it as well, you know?
Yeah.
You're going to use porcelain tile, right? You need to use porcelain pool tile.
Yeah,
don't
that shit
mess
ain't
up.
Cheap.
No, it's not cheap.
It'll get etched by the chlorine if you don't. The acid and the chlorine will screw up the non-porcelain. Go ahead.
Yeah, so what I've already found the tile that I want, but it's not going to match the little tiles that are, like, on the steps, you know? You have the little steps and little benches they sit on.
Yeah.
And those is going to take a little bit more work to get out. And I don't know if I could just take it out the way I did the other ones with my diamond blade and then patch around it with the new tile that I put in.
Well, on the steps, how your new tile is bigger than your existing?
The original was like a 6x6 on the backsplash. But on the steps, they're like little 1x1 squares.
And are they on the riser of the step or on the step itself?
On the step part. Not like, on the riser.
Yeah.
It's just like a little band.
But take your tile, whatever tile you're going to be using, right? And
yeah.
make it bigger, because you can't make it smaller. Make it bigger and then cut around, plunge cut through, chip it all out, set that tile, and then grout it. Grout it to the existing plaster. And what's wrong with your plaster? Don't paint the pool if you can't.
Yeah,
if you don't need
I've
to.
Done the. I had a client that did the paint on the pool. My parents did it, and it within about 3 years, you get white, cloudy water, and it's murky, and it's bullshit. It doesn't work that well, in my opinion. I wouldn't do that.
Okay. And the plaster's not too bad. It just has a little bit of etching, and I was wondering. I've seen it on Amazon because I click through and support the pirate ship. Some. Pool plaster that you just add water, but it kind of got bad reviews.
There's another thing you can do, Nick. If you have a pool man or know of a pool man, I had this done actually because I replaced tile around a pool also. And what I did, I messed up because some of the thin set fell into the pool and it was murky. And what the thin set did, because it was a black bottom pool,
yeah,
and I used, you know, the white thin set,
yeah,
it marked the pool a little bit.
Yeah.
And I thought, like, I'm in trouble,
sure,
right? But turns out wasn't that much trouble. Had a guy come out, muriatic acid, whole full suit,
yep,
right?
Yeah.
With the sander. They take a sander and spray this muriatic acid with water breakdown and wet sand the whole thing down.
Yeah,
smooth.
Yeah, yeah. Great.
Smooth. Cost me, like, the whole save of the day cost me about $500.
Nice.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, this is a doable thing.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
I was in amazement. I was in awe. I almost passed out because I did stick my head down in the pool just
sure
to see what they were doing.
Yeah.
Got a big whiff of that acid and decided, oh, I shouldn't be doing
this. No wonder
this.
You're wearing that suit and respirator.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. That's
really
bad news.
But it worked. It worked really well. And even when it was a little porous, it'll take it down. You know what I'm saying? So you don't have to re-plaster the whole thing.
Well, there are edge parts, though. They're like it's like a thickness of a dime. Like, only in a few spots, like, where it's, like, rounded over on the steps and a couple spots by the jets and all that.
Yeah, I'd look into trying to salvage that plaster. I'd look into that first before I painted anything. And then you got to put the silica sand in the paint, because if you do just the paint, you start sliding everywhere. We coated Adam's pool.
Oh, okay.
The one in Malibu, we coated it.
Yeah.
Like, ugh.
Terrible.
You walk in the pool, it was like a slip
and slide.
Four people passed.
Yeah.
Shh.
Don't
I was worried about that because, like, I don't know anybody who has painted a pool, but, like,
I do
my research online and stuff, and I got, you know, because there's no way it's as good as concrete or plaster, right?
No.
You can't.
No, it just breaks down over time, and then, you know, within 3 years, you get the cloudy stuff, and you keep thinking, like, why the I just changed the filter. What the hell is going on? And then you're like, oh.
Yeah, but you know
the
what?
Old
I think
Merc.
I'm a little bit with you, Nick, in that there's probably new technology out there. But I don't know if I'm that versed in it, and I don't really trust that kind of thing.
I would ask you, do you have a pool guy that comes and services your deal?
No, dude, I do it all myself, man.
Yeah, that's good. I'm going to ask. I got a couple of different guys
help,
I know.
Come help Eric.
Yeah, let me ask one. Let me ask one, and I'll address it off air if you contact us. But I don't think the paint's the answer.
All right, thanks, man. Yeah, because I know I wanted to go two part if I was going to do it.
Yeah,
it's like $200 for a gallon.
Yeah.
And I probably got to buy it out of state because I live in California and everything.
Right, you got to go to Nevada, go pick it up. $200 a gallon, you're going to need 50 gallons. What?
It's just kind of hard to keister that kind of stuff.
Yeah. No way.
Not fun.
Yeah.
Not fun. Hey, Nick, good luck. And, hey, send some pictures. I want to see this. Debacle. I'm kidding.
All right. Do that on Twitter. How do I do that? Just to the website or something?
You're going to have to ask, hey, Kalen, help a brother up, brother, right?
Yeah.
What'd you do? Thanks for paying attention, bro.
Just email us your phone number, aceonthehouse@adamcarolla.com. We'll get in touch with you.
Kalen's eating his turkey. He heated up some turkey burgers. As soon as he got that meat down, he was like, you know what? Fuck that. I'm going to just hang out here. This is fine.
Did you get that, Nick? You got that from me,
yeah,
right?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, man. I'm glad I finally got to listen to my hero, talk to my heroes, man. I've been listening since Adam listened to himself.
All right.
I was about to shed a tear. I thought you were talking about Eric and I.
I am talking about you guys.
Dude.
All right.
Thanks, Nick.
Thanks, Nicky.
All right, have a good day.
See you, man.
Hey, you know what? Everybody's got a to-do list, right? You got to drop off some dry cleaning. Got to pick up some milk. Add to that list. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance, and you don't have to drop off or pick up anything. Just go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Extra money in your pocket? That's the most rewarding to-do list you could do today. Am I right? Saving the money on the insurance. Love me some Geico. Do us a favor. Support Geico. Support the show. Thanks so much, you guys.
Woo-hoo!
Yo!
Wow. Eric, you are an excitable man. I love it.
I think I'm still amped on the cat tranquilizer.
Again?
Yeah, again.
Yeah, you and your cats. Matt, what's happening with you?
Just getting ready to move this weekend, man. I was telling Stromer.
He's got a new love palace. Wait till you see the yard in this place.
I actually did. I saw some pictures, but
yeah,
congratulations.
Sure. Thanks, man. Yeah, we're getting the keys tomorrow, so we're everything's all boxed up
and
in
it's only
going
to be 105 this weekend.
Isn't
it's
that great?
Be great.
Listen, Matty, is this weird? I looked at the yard, the picture of the yard that you showed me, and what popped into my head? The image of you and Mrs. Fondelier playing badminton with no pants on.
Wow.
Is that that weird or not?
It's like you've had a psychic vision of the future. I think.
It already happened. That's what sold them on
it's
the place.
It's exactly yeah, the right exactly. dimension. The yard is long and rectangular, perfect for a little nude badminton, bottomless badminton, if you know what I'm saying. Am I right?
Bottomless badminton.
Yes.
It's a new sport. It's a good one. Yeah. I love badminton.
I do too. I love it
so
too.
Fun.
You just can wail on those things.
And you can play forever.
Forever.
It's great. Yeah. You play with your kids?
I love badminton. Yeah, I have for years. I love it. We do it. We set up the thing, and then of course, it falls down and starts
year,
rotting
yeah.
in the yard, and then I got to get a new net. Just lays there and gets, you know, dog.
It costs like $15 at Target, though. It's,
yeah.
it's pretty
it's perpetually
pretty
buy stuff.
It really, over and over, I do this shit. You can't believe it.
Number 58.
Fuck. You know how many balls and, you know, and things I've sporting
countless.
Things? That, like thousands of dollars worth of shit.
And what if you had them all, like they were all just stacked up, like whenever you see, you know, here's how much water you drink, and if you drink out of plastic containers,
yeah,
it fills
yeah.
up this pool
right.
19 times.
Yeah.
Like seeing everything you
I have like
for
a swimming pool filled with Frisbees and lacrosse balls and all sorts of shit that I'll never see again. It's terrible.
It's gone.
It's gone.
But amazing.
But God bless the sporting good industry, right?
There you go. Hey, let's help Tom,
Let's go to Tommy. Tommy in Florida. What's up, buddy?
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, heck yeah.
Okay, hey, love you guys. So
thanks.
I just moved into a new house a couple of years ago, and my water bill went from like $50 to like $85.
Jeez.
So I called them up. I'm like, what's going on here? And they said the size of the meter. My new house has a 1-inch meter, and the old house had a 5/8-inch meter. So that's why the
meter
cost
or
was
supply
so much
line, bro.
No, it's like. I don't know. I called them, and they said they can switch it out to a 5/8.
Probably a supply line, I would imagine, to the meter.
Well, I think all they do is they come in and they replace the meter with a smaller one, like the Orifice is smaller.
Yeah.
And then the price, they charge you less because of that. Because
it restricts water or something like that? This must be a Florida deal.
I don't know. Well, the utilities here are privately owned. It's not like it's not like a government run thing. I don't know how you guys do it in California, but
well, that's interesting. So maybe they're removing a pressure regulator when they give you the larger diameter into the meter
intake, yeah.
And it's essentially a way for them to make more dough because you're using more water, not knowing. That's bull.
I
would get you know what you can do? You can either get a pressure regulator and install that
yourself
before it goes into your house.
Yeah, but then they're still charging them for the 1-inch one.
But if the 1-inch one comes out and then it goes to another regulator like daisy chain, wouldn't that be less
consumption? I think they're just rating it off of what.
You know what?
Inch.
I think the only answer is to go back to the smaller one. If it doesn't affect your pressure, which it doesn't sound like it does, do it because it sounds like they're pulling a fast one.
Do they charge you because of the 1-inch versus the 5/8? What's the charge? Or is
right,
it more
that,
water
that's
consumption?
What it is. Like it's not consumption. It's
that's,
like the base charge
stupid.
You get every month.
No, you got
to
get
based on the size of the water meter.
Yeah, no.
So if I go down to the 5/8, I mean, I can go down to the 5/8. I'm just afraid, like, I get some performance drop or something like that.
Well, I would find a friend that has the different meter, the different size meter, and see and you know exchange.
Well,
notes.
Wait a minute. You had it before in your other place, right? You had you went up from 50
right.
to 85. So how was it performing in your other place?
The other place was fine. I mean, I didn't notice anything. I didn't really notice any difference. When we moved to the new house has an extra toilet. It's not like I've got, you know, an extra story and two extra bathrooms or anything.
Do you have a lot more landscaping that you're watering?
Well, here I've got a canal in the back. I can take the water off the canal for the landscaping, so that's not really an issue.
Oh.
Yeah, wow. Then go to the 5/8.
Yeah, go to the 5/8.
Wait, but how much do they charge you to swap it out? Oh, 300.
Well, 300,000. Yeah.
$500.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
If the long term, it'll pay off. But I just don't want to make a mistake and put it in there and be like, oh shit, and then I got to go back and put the bigger one.
I hear you.
Wait, can you swap it out, or do they have to do it?
Oh no, they do that. They actually I think they replaced the whole meter with the numbers on it and everything.
Well, wait a minute. So, but
now
that's a $500 swap, and you're only paying $35 more a month now. It's going to take you a long time to recoup that money. I'm just saying.
About a year. You'd probably get it back in about a year.
No, not in a year. $35. It'd be about 2 years Well, actually, a year and a half.
Whatever. Over long term, it would make
sense.
I'm
really doing that.
You know what they were doing here, or still are? They were replacing old meters with digital meters so they can read them and not have to send the guy out to do the meter reading, right?
Right.
But the problem that I declined it over and over again because of this very thing you're talking about, I think it's a way – not only does it shooting electromagnetic frequency through your house over and over again, which I think is not a great idea, by the way, it's also It's also giving them an opportunity to upcharge you for the swap out in the name of saving you quote unquote money, but they're just firing the meter reader guy so they can do it from their fat asses in the water company. I don't like it.
I hear you.
I say go back to the old meter. That's
passion.
What I'm doing. And I say get some protest going. Where in Florida are you?
Oh, I'm in Palm Beach County.
Yeah.
All right. I want you to get a smaller one.
Get it.
Get the 5/8, man.
Get the 5/8. Who cares?
Sounds like they're ripping you. I think you should do it.
It's not going to affect your water pressure. It doesn't sound like it at all.
Yeah, that's all I want is to know if I think it's going to affect anything.
Yeah. Good luck out there. Let us know how that goes. I'm curious because I don't know Florida at all, so let me know about that.
I've never even been there.
All right, guys.
Have you been?
Yeah, I love Florida. Florida's
nice. Thanks, Tom.
See you, buddy. Good luck.
With that said, you know what?
What?
Simply Safe, people. SimpliSafe. Entry sensors, motion sensors, glass break sensors. That's right. You heard it. Glass break sensors. Make your home a burglar's worst nightmare in under an hour. That's right, Eric. Under an hour. Pre-programmed to work out of the box. You just do it. Open it up. Plug it in. Put the base station on. It'll take you the whole process. That's right. About an hour. Entire system is wireless. No need to drill holes. No need to do anything. Just peel and stick, people. Month to month, no long-term contracts. That's a big one. No hidden fees. Just $14.99 per month, 24/7. Professional monitoring,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah.
And emergency dispatch service. I can't even speak.
So they're
right
going to save your life, is what you're saying.
You get it. Yeah. Your life is saved.
Yeah.
Don't wait another day. Go to SimpliSafeAdam.com and get 10% off your home security system. That is SimpliSafeAdam.com for 10%. Thank you very much. Do that and make sure you hit that. SimpliSafeAdam.com.
Love it.
Me too.
Nice work.
Hey, I need that.
I got a question. Oh, we got Dustin. Let's go to Dustin because that's my son's name. I'm glad we got to talk.
Really?
Yeah.
Dustin.
Dusty, what's up, man?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Hey, that's my son's name, you know.
Well, sorry. That's a bad name.
No, it isn't. It's the best name I ever heard.
What's wrong? What have you suffered?
Do you go by Dusty or Dustin?
He's 36.
Mostly
it's Dustin.
Justin.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay. All right.
Justin or Jason.
Yeah.
I get called most.
Oh, jeez.
All right, so is that your name, Justin? It's not Dustin.
No, it's Dustin, but you might as well call me Justin.
Oh, all right. So it is Dustin.
All right.
Oh, so you're saying they mispronounce it. They don't hear it right.
Yes, that is correct.
I understand.
We wanted to blame Kalen.
You can do that, too.
Yeah. All right, what do you got going on?
So I got an older pool, probably built in the late 80s, but I got a retaining wall. I butted it up right next to the pool about 18 inches away, and it's a wooden one, and they didn't use any retaining rock or any drainage, so all the wood is starting to rot out from the bottom. And I don't know how to replace this without making a huge mess or
Wait, when you say wood, is it like treated timbers that are 10 by 10 or?
Yeah, they're like 2 by 12s with 4 by 4 posts.
And are you holding back a hillside or just like a garden bed? What is it?
No, it's a hillside, yeah.
Oh, man. And you're like up in the redwoody? Is it like kind of redwood area-ish kind of thing or what?
No, I'm in the Bay Area, but we're up on a hill.
Yeah.
Not a lot of trees around me.
So it's more like it's not structural. It's just to hold the hillside. Well, it is structural, but in their opinion, it was just a way to create some dirt from not
clearance
going into the pool. Yeah.
Is that what it is? Yes. So it's not a real retaining wall.
No, it's retaining the dirt, but there's also a deck above it.
Oh, jeez.
Is it connected?
With like a pool house. Yes.
It's all connected.
Yes.
Dude, you need an engineer.
4x4 post goes straight up to like a deck with like a little pool house and a bathroom.
Yeah.
And then there's 3 2x12s that hold back the dirt.
Wow.
How big is this structure? Like how long? How high?
Probably about 8 feet to the bottom. Not 10 feet to the bottom, about 20 feet long from end to end.
I don't know. It sounds to me like you got to undermine your existing supports and then pour a little retaining wall. I mean, I don't know what else to do except...
Or like sonotube.
You know,
do some sonotubes and kick off the sonotube to save your pool house on top.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying. Like dig footings.
Behind it, yeah.
Yeah, to hold the deck
and then
up.
Run some more 4x4s treated. And with some saddles and everything else.
Right.
And then address the retaining wall at a different level.
When you get some cash. Do you have any money to do this?
Well, if he lives there, then yeah, he does.
I was hoping to do it myself.
Listen, like, you know before you even called that the right thing to do is to undermine it and pour a real retaining wall, but that's a shit ton of work for you and needs engineering and permits, and you know you're going to have to really think structural, but the easier, cheaper fix is probably to do a race and just create new posts behind it, or maybe even
in front of it. I don't know what the deal is. I don't know how
hold,
it looks.
To hold the lay, you know, the new posts that are the old posts are coming up to support the deck on the hillside. So you're going to have to replace those and do real footings.
And then, can you take the bottom? You're saying they're 2x12. What are they?
The main boards that hold everything up there, 2x12s.
And then, how long are they? Like there's sections of it, right? So you have like 4 of them. They're like at 8 feet or whatever.
Stacked on top of each other. Yeah.
And did you have any problem with the rains? When you know, getting dirt in the pool ever?
No, but it's coming because I can kick the bottom of the wood and it's starting to get hollow.
Is it coming through yet?
Not. Pool, but there's a lot of retaining wall. It's probably about 100. Yeah,
dude, you got it. Then
certain sections.
You got to rip it apart.
Oh man,
you got it. And then I'd form it and just pour it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Or just undermine it, dig it all out, do a substantial footing, and then put 8/8 16 on top of it, and you got a big job. Go get a bunch of guys, oversee it, spend some money.
All right.
You know. You got an engineer friend, Dustin? You know you do. Have him look at it. Like, do it all. Hold, you're hemming and hawing. I'll talk to you off air. Like, do it all. I'd do it all on the DL. I would.
Yeah.
You know, not everybody would. I would.
But, I mean, he does need drainage. What he doesn't want in the Bay Area, because it's been raining this last year like crazy, what he doesn't want is an improper retaining wall that collapses in the pool. That's a nightmare.
That's number 4. We're not worried about that one yet. That comes down the line.
Yeah,
but he's got it. I mean, first of all, he doesn't have a retaining wall. If he's got 2x12s.
He's just holding dirt back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, take that out, see what happens. Then replace the 4x4 post holding up a deck above it that has a pool house in it.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to see some pictures.
No, I know.
You know, before you can really give it any opinion.
Yeah.
But would I do it all on the DL? Yeah.
Yeah.
I would. Would you?
Probably, unless I had budget.
Meaning you had major money.
Major money to, like, just go.
I'm going
just
nuts.
Just do it. Do it right. Redo all of it. Do it the right way. But, you know, that's the DL is the cheaper, easier way to do it, obviously. Yeah.
But, I mean, how many things have you done permitted versus non-permitted?
When it comes to hillsides,
I don't fuck around
with that. You don't like that? No.
See, I don't mind.
I don't know. Maybe it's where I grew up. No, but I think that, you know, liability-wise for a contractor, that's a nightmare.
Sure. And I have been to some hillside homes. I even went to, he's a singer. and I didn't do the job.
Oh, you mean Julio Iglesias?
No, Chris Brown. Oh. I went to Chris Brown's house.
Wait, beat Chris Brown?
Yeah. I went to Chris Brown's
house. How'd
that
go? Did he beat you?
No, he didn't beat me.
That's good. That's
I didn't take the job, though. They wanted me to do it, and I said no. But that retaining wall in the back of his house and some other walls, I mean, these dudes who do this work, like the hit and run deal.
Yeah. Bad.
Yeah, man.
Bad.
And it's like there's no way to get to it.
No way.
Now it's closed off. The wall's like askew.
And no way to find them when the shit hits the fan. That's the downside.
Are you kidding me? Yeah. And by the way, palatial estate. Beautiful home.
Yeah.
Great home.
Yeah.
But what's up with the foundation, bro?
Nothing. Right.
Yeah. That's the way it
goes. No foundation all the way down the line. You know what I'm saying? Hey, can we go to Nikki?
That's the name of our band.
I know it is. Can we go to Nikki in Portland?
Yeah. Nick.
Nikki, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. Long time listener, first time caller. So I thought I'd throw it up there.
Congrats.
But I have about a 10-year-old house, and I've got some cracking at the base between the horizontal and the vertical tie-in of my tile shower. And it, of course, sits right over our kitchen, which is a large, open, gyp ceiling. And I'm trying to see what the best way to, one, maybe dry that area out and then reseal it would be. And I'm hoping there's some kind of, like, waterproofing membrane underneath. But is there a good way to test or confirm that? I doubt any plans from the city would show me any of that. So
is this a second floor bathroom?
Correct. Yep.
So the only way to know is to open up the ceiling directly under the shower and examine any of the framing or if there's wet plaster or drywall or you see mold, any of that stuff is the only way you're going to get, you'll see telltale signs that it has leaked or it will leak. Do you know what I mean?
You can also test it and fill up the – do you have a curb in your shower?
Yes. Yep.
All right. So stuff a rag or put something, you know, put a plunger on there, you know, get it watertight, fill it up, leave it for a couple hours.
You can mark with a China marker on the tile the level of the water, walk away for a night, come back, see if it's gone down. And if it has, then, it's leaking.
But – if your pans leak, because you have weep holes on your deck, right? There are weep holes because nothing is waterproof. It moves a tiny bit, big deal. That's natural. But if it moves a lot, you know, 3/4 of an inch, that means you have a leak. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. And I don't see anything underneath, like in the kitchen area, where they might have patched it previously.
Yeah. Do you smell
I'm
anything?
Just thinking, you know, is it time to like Dremel out the grout and
caulk it
with some?
Hell no.
No.
No. Unless you're seeing the signs of moisture, I wouldn't have a problem. I wouldn't worry
about it. It's just where the deck meets the wall tile, right? That's it? You got a gap there.
Correct.
Yeah, caulk it, bro.
Yeah, caulk it with color caulk that matches the color and texture, either sanded or non-sanded grout. I feel like we should start manufacturing our own grout products.
With our faces on it?
Yeah.
No, no, the tube comes out of the mouth.
Yeah, Ray and Eric. By Ray and Eric's caulking. Thank you.
It comes like a tennis ball and it squirts out. It's a different type.
And you look like you're whistling.
It'd be really good.
That'd be great.
Hey, that's an easy fix. But you know what? Dry it out. Get a heat gun. Get all the moisture out of there first, Nick.
Or a blow dryer.
There you go. That too.
Do you mind if I ask you one other quick question?
Yeah, quickly. We gotta go. We're almost done.
So on the exterior of the house, there's the fake stone, you know, not necessarily river rock, but kind of 12x12 fake stone on some of the house. And there's a lot of mold. And I've heard a million different things on what's best to kill that mold. But since it's fake stone, you guys have any suggestions or recommendations?
It's concrete? You're saying it's poured. It's manufactured.
Excuse me, not mold. Yeah, it's fake. Excuse me, not mold, moss.
Oh, you know what? Hold on. You know, I got an idea here. You send us a picture, and we will answer your call next week first.
Do it.
Are you cool with that, Nick?
Okay. Yeah, sounds great. I'll send you a pic.
Thanks,
Deal.
Nick.
Bye now.
Good
and
job.
With that said, ooh, cliffhanger!
How do you do it, Ray?
I don't know, man. You produce as you go. I know. I read this little board right here.
Yeah.
And then Matt looks at me, and he gives me the five.
And then he points.
And I think he's just waving at me because I'm an idiot.
And then he points at his watch. He points at his watch and gives us the finger.
And then I realize what he's saying. And then I look at you, and I hold up my hand, and you touch my hand.
High five, and I don't know what the hell's
like
going on. Whatever.
The short bus around here, man. What the fuck? Caitlin's looking. Dude's name's Dustin. He's lying to him. Nope, they call me Justin. Yeah, yeah. I'm looking at Caitlin like he's a moron.
I didn't even write that name down.
It's a train wreck is what it is.
Oh, Jesus.
At least he got his turkey burger, though. Thank God for that.
I did get the turkey burger.
I'm fucking sweating reading Simply Safe. What the fuck? Eric's looking at me like, don't choke, Ray. Are you all right?
Isn't that nice?
With that said, hey, go to Ace on the House, people. Support our show. Please visit aceontheroof.com. Click through the PayPal button. Yeah. Eric, take over. I can't speak.
Twitter at Ace on the House. Facebook.com/AceOnTheHouse. Follow Ray at Ray Oldhoffer. Eric at Eric Stromer. Rate us 5 stars on iTunes and email us your video questions. We love it.
Yeah. Have a good day.
Bye.
Subscribe on iTunes or visit aceontheroof.com. This is Corolla Digital.